This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوة الإيمان إخوة الإسلام قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Noble Quran states that verily they are a garment for you and you are but a garment for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about who? In respect with regards to what? In respect with regards to the matter of marriage. That the wife, she is a garment for that husband and the husband, you are a garment for that wife. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, what does your garment provide for you? Your clothing, your jacket, your shirt. What does it provide for you? If one looks at the wisdom of the usage of these words, one finds that no doubt your garment, it protects you from the outside elements. It grants you beauty. It beautifies yourself. It is that which is closest to your body. It gives you honor and respect in front of the people. It also prevents those around you from knowing your faults. It covers up your faults and your defects. And so, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this example. The wife, she is that cover for you. And you are that garment and that cover for the wife, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, and even greater wisdom with the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beginning with respect to the wife, that, oh wife, you are a garment for this husband. Maybe because many a times when she is agitated and she is irritated and she is angry, very quick it might be for her to go and put up something on WhatsApp and put up a new status. or go onto Facebook and spread the matter to all and sundry. Very quick to phone up the father and complain to him. Maybe for that reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with the wife, that you are a garment for him. You are supposed to be the covering for him. You are supposed to be the protection for him. You are that beautification for him. And similarly from the other side, the husband, you are the same with regards to the wife. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, our father Adam, where was he? He was in no other place except paradise. He was in paradise. If there was a place where anyone could be and be content, it would have been paradise. But still our father, he had no company whatsoever. And so all of the joy, everything he wanted, he had except company. He was not whole until he had Hawa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qissa in the noble Quran. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah has provided and created for you spouses. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you might find sukoon, you might find sakina, find tranquility with that spouse, with that wife, with that husband. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah has made and put between both of you hearts, put love and put mercy, subhanAllah. If the love might not be there, then the mercy still applies. A man comes to Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and he complains about his wife, and he wants to divorce her. Why do you want to divorce her? And so he says, I do not love her any longer. And so Umar radiallahu ta'ala an states to him, أَوَكُلُّ بُيُوتْ بُنِيَةَ عَلَى الْحُبِّ فَأَيْنَ الرِّعَايَةَ. Is every house built upon love? Where's the responsibility? Where's the looking after? Maybe she served you for 20 years. Maybe she served you for 30 years. 5 kids she brought up. And now you don't love her, so you destroy the house? فَأَيْنَ الرِّعَايَةَ. Where is the looking after? And so the wisdom Allah mentions, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Even if that mawadda removed and it's gone and it's no longer around, that rahmah still applies. Someone came to Hassan al-Basri and he asked him, who should I marry my daughter to? And so he says, marry her to somebody who has the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody who has that taqwa. Why? For verily if he loves her, then he will honor her. And if he dislikes her, if he despises her, if he hates her, he will not be an oppressor upon her. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. No doubts, brothers and sisters, wherever we are, the waves of fitna and temptation hit us, one wave after the other. Brother Ahmed, for example, 23 years old, studying at the university. He says, there's fitna all around me. I walk on the street, I don't know where to look. I put on the telly, I don't know what to do. Even at times, him being alone with his iPad is a fitna in and of itself. The waves of fitna, one after the other. Allahumma musta'an. What did the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam state? Ya ma'ashara al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Oh you the youth, those of you who have the ability, physical and financial ability, then go and get married. Why? فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرُ وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ. It is better for your eyesight, protection of your eyesight, and also protection of your chastity. But if you are unable, you don't have the money, you don't have the wealth, you don't have that, then fast. For verily it is a wija, it is a wiqaya, protection for you. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. One finds that when the individual wants to get married, you all know the story, 1 million shurut, so difficult it is. If one has to look, for example, at your grandfather or great-grandfather, the amount of skin that was visible to him on the streets, and his grandfather and great-grandfather all put together, as someone mentioned recently, the amount that the guy today can see in half an hour, put every one of your grandfathers together and all their lifetimes, it would not equate what you are able to see in half an hour. Subhanallah. And so if the temptation has increased to such a level, but how strange it is, that marriage is delayed year after year. One would have thought, if there's greater temptation, one would get married earlier, open up the doors to marriage, make it much easier. Yassiru wa la tu'assiru. But in reality, we went on the opposite. We put ibaha everywhere, the fitna and the fasad and the haram everywhere, and the temptation to such a level, and we started closing the doors to that which is only but natural. So what would happen? Only the unnatural will then start to increase. Promiscuity, sex out of marriage, kids born out of wedlock, one fitna after the other. You close the door to the halal, then a million doors of the haram will open up. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that was his advice. That was his advice to the Shabab. And no doubt, we have many who want to get married. Maybe unfortunately the only thing he lacks, he's got a fantastic job, he's got more than enough money. He wants to get married, practicing brother. But unfortunately, there's no one to facilitate. Unfortunately, there's nobody to help out. And you know many, many cases like that. Allah musta'an. Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abd fi auni akhi. And Allah is in the assistance of that slave who is ready to assist his brother. And so you have contacts, you know people, you know this one and that one. And so help out your brother, help out your sister. How many a sister? She goes to sleep and at times she tears. I'm now 24, 25, 32. Maybe she's been married previously, she's been divorced, she's got two kids. And she tears every night, waiting for someone to propose so that she can get married. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Why did the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equate the matter of marriage with half of a person's faith? Why did majority of the ulama state that getting married is better than nafil ibadah, better than you praying the entire night of the hajjud? Why? Because of the million other benefits that come with it. Getting married, if one has to make it easy, then in reality, it's only but 2 or 3 minutes. All you require is the brother who wants to get married. All you require is the bride, the sister who wants to get married. The wali of that female, integral component of any marriage. لا نكاح إلا بولي. There is no nikah without a wali. And then you need to have the mahar and you need to have two witnesses. All it takes is 1 to 2 minutes. I offer my daughter Sumayya to you. And he says, I accept. And two were there who witnessed it. Even if the mahar was not even mentioned, and they agree upon it later on. Even if it was on credit, no problem at all, if all parties accept. And then you have the walima, and then they live bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, happily ever after. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, how many expenses are incurred when this young couple wants to get married? And then when he looks at her, what does he see? Only but debts. He owes this and he owes that. And then it affects that marriage. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that female who comes with the most amount of barakah is that female who it was easy for this man to get married to her. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. No doubt, the matter of marriage is not something, even though it might just take a few minutes to get married, it's not a matter to be taken lightly. It is a very important matter. Nobody wants anyone to be messing around with their daughter. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. And so that's why it is mithaqan ghaliza. It is a sanctified type of contract. It is not something you can just meet her and do whatever you want, but rather only with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After doing that, then one is made halal for the other. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. The advice with regards to the matter of marriage, with regards to your sister, with regards to your daughters, with regards to those in your family, with regards to your friend and your cousin who wants to get, with regards to yourself and your own parents, Allah musta'an. A brother in Malaysia, he says that, wallahi, I'm studying here and I'm 22 years old and I want to get married. The little bit of money that my parents sent for me from whichever country while I'm studying here, I'm able to get along, get married, and live with that. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. But I want to make nikah and I want to get married. Whoever it might be, a sister from whatever country, but I'm here, many international students, I want to get married. What do your parents say? My father said to me that I will send you some money, buy ticket, take a flight to one or certain country, and then go for a weekend and come back. Allahu musta'an. Here's the youngster, 22 years old, willing to take on the heavy responsibility. Haram is a phone call away. You can choose whatever you want, it will be at your door. But he's willing to take on the responsibility with that little money. Marry a woman, look after her. Accommodation, all of this here. And what does his father say? I'll send you some money, buy a ticket, go to a certain country, stay there for the weekend and come back. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Who's the aqil? Is the aqil one the father? Or is the one with intelligence the son? Allahumma sta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us spouses who are the coolness of our eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our homes, homes of sakina, khair, mawadda and rahmah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولنا نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم الطلاق مرتان. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى states in the noble Quran that revocable divorce is only but twice. No doubt. Every marriage will have its issues and have its problems. Every husband and wife will go through tough times. And in life, you only appreciate the good times because you went through tough times. You only appreciate that with value because you went through tough times. Every bed of roses has its thorns. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. But what is important is that between any husband and wife, and especially in this age when sabr has completely been eroded, where every few months we want to buy a new cell phone, where you don't have your Wi-Fi connection for 10 minutes, you get agitated. Is that not going to roll on with regards to the matter of marriage? Yes. And that's why divorces are on a rise everywhere across the globe. Allahu musta'an. But certain boundaries are required, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. And if the husband and the wife can sit together and agree upon them, khair and barakah. And if they can live by them, even greater barakah. What are some of these boundaries, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah? That when it comes to the issue, when it comes to the conflict, when it comes to the argument, that one stays within the boundaries of the Sharia with regards to the matter of language. The language that you use in addressing the wife, the language she uses in addressing the husband. The primary need of the husband is what? Is respect. And the primary need of the wife is what? She seeks love and he seeks respect. And at times of conflict, she does not give him that respect, and so he does not give her that love. And each one is waiting for the other. Each one has the ego. None of them are willing to give in. Allahu musta'an. Did the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam not say that for the one who leaves the argument, gives up their haqq, you have a palace in the center of paradise. You were right, you were correct, but you gave it up for the sake of Allah. For you is a palace in the middle of paradise. That for example, when things get out of hand, that the matter does not leave that home, it does not go onto Facebook or WhatsApp. The first minute of the argument, it's not, I'm phoning my father or I'm phoning my mother. That should not be happening. Husband and wife agree upon the boundaries. That for example, once the matter reaches the parents, reaches the outsiders, reaches the neighbor because they were all screaming, then only exacerbates matter, only makes things worse. When she, for example, leave me, I need to go, I'm walking out of the house. Or for example, she sleeps in the next room, or he sleeps in the next room. Subhanallah. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state in the noble Quran? The only time you kick the wife out of the house is if she was involved in zina. Allahumma musta'an. And you know, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, no, more than 90% of the situations, husband gave one divorce, there's still an iddah period of 3 months. She's supposed to live in the house, wear the fanciest of clothing, so that between husband and wife, some mawadda and rahmah can occur, so that they can come back together. 90% of the time what occurs? As soon as that happens, telephone call and she's gone. And so that door, which the Sharia kept open, so that husband and wife, maybe after a month, 3 months, they're still supposed to stay together. Maybe something, and then he go to her. And then mawadda and rahmah, and they're back to normal. Allahu musta'an. But we close those doors. How many a times, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, the Sharia has even legislated for a third party to come in between and lie to the husband and wife. Lie! A lie, subhanAllah, which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, maybe a person lies and lies and lies until you are written with Allah that you are a liar. But lying between husband and wife to join them together is permissible. A lie, subhanAllah. Why? Because of the greater benefit. But ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, when we throw aside all of this and we throw aside the boundaries, then we sit with issues and we sit with problems. It is haram, haram and haram for a husband to divorce his wife 3 times in one go. I divorce you 3 times, super haram. I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. Haram, haram and haram. One divorce does the job. If you do not want to see her from now until after Qiyamah, one divorce does the job. How many a case he divorced her 3 times? Now they have 3 kids, 4 kids. Now they want to get back together. Now you sit with issues and you sit with problems. Why did you divorce 3 times? Haram, haram and haram. One divorce does the job. Not more than one. Not required. If you don't want to see her, over, finish, never again. One divorce does the job, subhanAllah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when someone had divorced 3 times in one go, what did he say? أَيُّلَعَبُ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَا بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِكُمْ. Are you people playing around with the book of Allah while I am amongst you? Why? Because the one who divorces 3 in 1 go has closed all the doors for any reconciliation whatsoever. Every divorce comes with 3 months of a waiting period. So technically, 3 divorces should come with 9 months of waiting period. But the one who divorced in one go said, to hell with the Sharia, I don't want to have you, end of story, and it's all over from now. You threw away 9 months of the iddah by doing that. That's why the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are you playing with the book of Allah while I am amongst you? Allahu musta'an. And similarly, with regards to divorcing the wife while she's in her menses, she's bleeding at the time, at the moment, she's in her menses, her thinking is off here, there, he's not intimate with her, and so the chances of divorce are high. He's not intimate with her, she's also here, there, wherever, her hormones, whatever it might be. So the chances of divorce are high. The Sharia says divorce during the menses, haram, haram and haram. Allahu musta'an. It's haram. But if you did it, and that's a different story, majority of the ulama state that you've done something which is haram, you should not have done it, but it is counted. But why getting yourself involved in the first place? If one understands that it's haram, then avoid it, ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. 2 times when it's haram to divorce, when she's in her menses, and in a clean period that you had intimacy with her, full intimacy, Salim step with his wife, the next day it's haram for him to divorce her. He has to wait for that entire clean period to be over. She has to go through her menses, bleed for 6 days, for example. Come into her new clean period. He's not allowed to sleep with her. And if he really wants to divorce, then he divorces her. That's why Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, nobody divorces according to the sunnah except that he will not regret. Because they had an argument today. He knows it's haram for me to divorce her. Now she's in menses. Or this is a clean period that we had, full intimacy. Haram for me to divorce her for the next 10 days, for the next 20 days. He'll wait 30 days. And now, it's allowed for him to divorce her. When he divorces her after those 30 days, he will not have regret. He would have thought about the matter. It would not be a situation, I was angry, I rushed in the matter, hate. No, he would have thought, pondered, children, thought about all matters. But we throw away all of that, and we do as we wish. And then we sit with issues and problems, and then we want to shop for fatwa. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. And if they have to part, if they have to part, Allah states, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَ يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِنْ سَعَتِهِ. And if you have to part, then Allah will enrich in each one of you from his bounties. And similarly with regards to the kids, do not use the kids as a pawn. Your father said this and your mother did this. Tell your mother this and tell your father that. Do not use the kids as a pawn. At the end of the day, come 20 years, 30 years, they will then load it upon you. They will then spew it out on you for what you did in the past. Allah musta'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Noble Quran states that if, for example, you reach that point, you want to mediate, and subhanAllah, wisdom in the Noble Quran. Allah did not say, go to one outside party and let him mediate or let her mediate. Hear both sides of the story and then you judge in the matter. What did Allah say? She gets a representative. He gets a representative. It's not just one person. Why? Because how many a couple, when they sit with one person and they mention each story, eventually, no, you are biased towards her. No, you are biased towards him. But subhanAllah, wisdom of the Quran, Allah said he should get someone, she should get someone, and those two people get together and decide the way forward. Two different minds coming together, two different viewpoints, a greater chance of khair and barakah coming out from that marriage, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair in our marriages. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant ease to those who want to get married. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them spouses who are the coolness of their eyes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala those parents who are looking for spouses for their children, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the best of spouses for their kids. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. هذا وصلوا رحمكم الله على خير البرية وأزكى البشرية محمد بن عبد الله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين أقول هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم أقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا straighten yourselves الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Before I get there, I have a lot of time to say Bilal Ismail, who comes down from South Africa for the other talk that's closed this weekend. If you have a guest, the first topic is the age instead of love and mercy, all about the topic of marriage and divorce. I don't know if there are any seats left, but if you are interested in joining, you can go to the other talk website, alphabet.org, and there are seats available you can book yourself onto it, but tomorrow and the day after. And the good news about the Medina, alhamdulillah, in the last 3 weeks, we're now up to about $21,600. We've got people donating $21,600 every month. We're only about $25,000, so we're about $4,400 short. It's about 68 people more. But, you know, alhamdulillah, we couldn't be here December. We haven't given the owner any notice. Because we're pretty sure we can pull through, inshallah. The financial reports are there on the wall outside. With only 68 more people, our new website's up, melbournemedina.org. You can sign up yourself. You don't actually have to give us the details now. It directly goes to the banks, you don't need to be involved, but you can actually go on, just go to the mail, and you can sign up yourself. The 68 people, $50. This is not so everyone is donated because it's unbelievable. You came from $9,000 to $21,600 in about 3 weeks. SubhanAllah.